Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host for this program. This is another in our ongoing series, The News in Review. And once again, we're going to be looking back at the events of the past 7 days in the frustrating Florida cases of Kaylee Anthony and Haley Cummings. Joining me in the studio is my wife, Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Simon. Hi, everyone.
I'm glad you didn't call in sick.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
From Gainesville, Florida, we have the news and programming director for WSKY 97.3, TJ Hart. TJ, always good to talk to you.
Always good to be coherent, sir.
And as I understand it, the Gators have made it to some big bowl on January 1.
Yes, they won't be playing for the national title, but they will be playing in the Sugar Bowl against the University of Cincinnati, and they'll be playing at the Superdome in New Orleans, home of the Aints. Saints.
By the way,
can't call them the Aints anymore.
But by the way, did you see what the Saints did today?
No, I did not.
They won again.
Well, there's a shot. They're only great.
You see what the Dolphins did? Did you see what the Dolphins did? That's what the damn news of the day is now. Come on.
Dolphins? Who's ever heard
Dolphins.
Of them? And on that subject, from somewhere in or around Orlando, Florida, we have Ace Investigator William Cobra Storbs with us. Cobra, it's always good to talk to you.
Brother man, I'll tell you, I almost didn't want to come on the show today to talk. I embarrassed myself, and I opened a public apology for my last week. It was greater, I guess, than TJ falling asleep on them decondestants. But, you know, that's what raw-ass emotions will do to you. It'll tear you up, and you'll do things. And I just apologize to you, Simon, for using your Blogger Talk News as my outlet of frustrations, and I would probably end it at that, but I apologize to everyone that heard my rants. And
this case has got a lot of people emotional. There's been a lot of fallout, and in fact, it's one of the subjects that I do want to talk about this afternoon. So, you know, sit tight. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun ride.
All right. I tell you what, I've been in a car crash all the way through this damn thing. If you promise it'll be a fun ride, I will hang with you, and we'll try to make the best of it, but it's not going to deter me from my stoppage.
Right. And our final panelist this week is from Sin City, Nevada, author and crime writer, Denny Griffin. Denny, how are those mobsters?
Good afternoon, Simon and everyone. The mobsters are alive and well in Sin City.
By the way, Denny is organizing a mobster cruise next year. Going to have to figure a way to weasel some tickets for that one.
I'm working on it.
As always, our switchboard is open, and the number is 646-378-1120. And I do ask that you have some patience with us. We will get to your calls as quickly as we can. Also, our chat room is open, and you can ask your questions there. So, on with the program. Let's do a quick update on the Kaylee Anthony case. On Friday, it was the one-year anniversary of meter reader Roy Kronk finding the skeletal remains. He found them just a few blocks from where Kaylee lived. In fact, I received a truly, truly heartfelt letter from Richard Grund, which he permitted me to post. And if you have not read it, you should. Jan, I know that it raised a lump in your throat.
Oh, yes. It was very heartfelt. It really got to me. It made me cry, but it's because it was so sincere.
Cobra, I'm guessing you probably read the same letter.
Brother, I couldn't take much more sad news this week. I started reading that thing and whew, I fell out. I couldn't bring myself to read the whole thing. I'd be lying to you if I did. It choked me up so damn bad. I did speak to Mr. Grund this morning and for a good little while after church, and it's rough, brother. It's rough.
Yeah, and I'm sure that if Richard isn't listening in, someone that knows him is, and you know,
I believe he is. I asked him to listen in. I told him I'd made such a double ass of myself last week, and he understood that. And I said, "Well, listen in, brother, and we're gonna correct the paths and move forward."
Anyway, Richard, if you are listening, I'm sure I speak for everyone at Blogger News and our panel in sending you our very, very best wishes and our prayers. It is so sad, and quite honestly, what the defense team is trying to do is outrageous. And one of these days, we're going to go public with it all.
Oh.
Watch out, Hosey. We're going to be hosing you. Actually, on the subject of Hosey buyers, wasn't he back in court on Friday?
Yeah, they were. They still fighting to try to get this death penalty dropped from the case. They're saying that it's not worthy. They're saying it's not fair, it's wrong, and it's just ridiculous. They're coming up with excuses on top of excuses. And, yeah, some say they're doing their job, which they are, but I think that they're just buying time because now they're trying to get the trial set back even further, which I believe they have decided to do. And it just goes on and on and on. And they did have the one thing that did happen that got everybody's attention, that Casey Anthony actually shed some tears while they were talking about the tape that was put around Kaylee's face, her mouth, and her nose and all to smother her, and she actually shed tears. But, I mean, I have a very personal opinion about that, and, of course, this is my own opinion, but I think that they were coaching her to do this all this time, because why after a year, after finding the baby, is she going to shed tears about grieving for her daughter? It just looked so fake. It was set up like that. I really believe that that's exactly what happened. And if she was going to shed tears over her daughter's death, she'd have done it a lot sooner than just now. So, but that is my opinion.
Weren't they also haggling over this check fraud thing?
Yeah, they're trying to get it thrown out. They're saying that it's like double jeopardy and it isn't fair to their client, which I don't believe that that's fair either, because, I mean, if they throw it out, she did the crime. I mean, it doesn't matter. If you do more than one crime, you pay for both crimes. You don't just pay for one.
And actually, the thing that sticks in my mind, and I have to admit, I haven't poked around in the court records on this, but as I understand it, Baez has had her plead not guilty, and yet Baez claims that he made restitution to the bank.
Oh, yeah, for the check fraud, yeah. I don't understand. Well, it's all, I mean, like, you go back and you look at all of it. It's just like, you know, the plea bargain. They said that one time he said, first he always said, you know, no, 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 no. Now he said that would be up to his client, not him. And, I mean, he goes and he backtracks his own self. He contradicts his own self a lot, too.
Kenny, I mean, this check business, I mean, it's not very much money. It's something like $400, I believe.
I forgot how much.
But, I mean, why would you Yeah, I mean, why would you get your client to plead not guilty and then pay the money back to the bank?
Is that for me, Simon?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure. I wish I could. Well, maybe I don't wish I could understand Jose and his methods. But if not guilty, certainly it seems like an admission of guilt if you're willing to pay the money. So it almost seems like an admission to me. On the other hand, maybe it's a public relations thing to say, oh, well, just in case he was guilty, we're such nice folks, we're going to go ahead and take care of the bank anyway. I don't know. I wish I could
have. Actually, Denny, what they're trying to do is mitigate her damages. She could not afford to plead guilty to that. $400, anything above $300 is grand theft, and that would be a felony. So she would already been,
right,
you know, basically convicting herself of a felony. So easiest thing to do is say not guilty and then make full restitution, and hopefully the other parties would back off and let that go. Actually,
that's
a very standard move in the legal practice, very standard.
Okay.
Hmm. Well, I just hope that Casey is going to be making restitution to Hosey.
I would say something, but I'm gonna hold up there. Got to make those. You got to make those payments. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes. Yes. Well, there has been a lot of rumors about payments that were made prior to her going behind bars.
I think they'll all come out soon.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, let's hope so. But what disturbs me is that. It looks like the trial is now being pushed back to summer.
Yeah, they're saying it's summertime instead. Who knows?
I mean, what on earth they can hope to achieve by postponing it even further is beyond me. But
people forget details after
that's
a long time.
That's why they want it like that.
Witnesses disappear. Things happen.
That's why we're going to keep the name in there, just so they will remember.
Everything I've seen him do is he's doing his job.
That's what I said. He's doing his job. We don't like it.
I'm waiting for him to call into one of my shows one of these days.
I don't know how he can sleep and do that job while he's doing that job, though.
Okay, let's move on to the Hayley Cummings story. TJ, why don't you bring us up to speed on the low spots of the week?
Well, so far, all the flurry happened at the end of the week is what has happened. The grandmothers of Hayley Cummings, who's been missing since February 9th, 10th, are now saying that they want the FBI to take complete control of the investigation. My good friends at First Coast News first reported this. We reprinted with permission on the sky973.com. $20 coming to you there, Simon. And it appears that both Teresa Neves and Marie Griffiths say that 10 months is too long to go without any answers about Haley's disappearance. Now, Teresa Neves, which is Haley's paternal grandmother, says she wants Governor Charlie Crist to involve the FBI. That would be kind of nice to have our folks who felt helpless for a while just bang on the governor's email box on this and maybe get the ball rolling. That would be a good positive thing to do to keep this missing young person's name out there in the media. Also, we have Marie Griffiths, Haley's maternal grandmother, said a federal probe is needed because Haley was abducted from a jurisdiction that she says is, quote, extremely corrupt. Both grandmothers have vowed not to stop fighting until Haley is found. And if you've ever gotten close to the grandmothers involved with this, I will tell you, the emotions get very naked, they get very raw, and they're very, very real. These ladies mean it. So it will be interesting to see what kind of turn this takes. Another thing that has happened in the course of the past week was that some people who've been following the case took it upon themselves to try to get a hold of a group called the Laura Recovery Center. Now, the Laura Recovery Center is in a little town in Texas, and it exists to prevent abductions and runaways and to recover missing children by fostering, quote, a triangle of trust among law enforcement, community, and a missing child's family. And this was founded in memory of Laura Kate Smither. And a lot of people thought that since Laura was the name, I guess, of Tim Miller's daughter who was lost, that this might have been an offshoot of Texas Equisearch, and it appears that it is not. I'm trying to recover some emails that I have received over the past 24 hours, but apparently Crystal Sheffield has made a call into this group as well, where we're getting a very, very, very strong confirmation from sources on that, and that they've not been able to come to a decision as to whether or not they're going to be able to help in any kind of searches for Haley at this point. It's my understanding that they had a postponement and they had a new date set, which was just yesterday, for their major fundraiser, which takes care of a lot of their expenses for this nonprofit agency. And it was a 5K run and walk, and involved a lot of people in this little town in Texas where they're from. And it's a big to-do, and, of course, money has to feed the beast in order to you know, keep the staff and employees employed and keep the resources flowing. So their inability to get back to some lowly reporter like me is quite understandable. So we're going to wait till Monday to see what has happened here. There was a letter that was sent to me by the people who had originally contacted this group, the Laura Recovery Group, and of course some names were redacted and everything else on this as well. But they made a statement that they had made an offer early in the investigation, but the offer was declined. I spoke with several people in law enforcement at different strata, and they said that they just weren't familiar with this group, and in fact had not heard of them. And at that time, they had Texas Equisearch involved with this, and I know a lot of people scratch their heads saying that there's a question of whether or not law enforcement told them to beat it or get lost, but if I remember my facts as it happened, is that the ground searches were scaled back, I think, after day 10 or something like that, and when that happened, those were the sanctioned search by law enforcement, and with those things being cut back, I was under the understanding Mr. Miller had stated publicly that he had another appointment to take care of in a similar search, I believe in the Carolinas, and duty had to call there too, and with the scale back, the time was right for him to take off at that point and make that other call for assistance. So we're trying to get to the bottom of all of this and to see if indeed another search will be taking place. And if so, I think a lot of people would welcome it. It's very limited as to how much hasn't been searched. And there are people who often say, well, you missed an acre or two over here or an acre or two over there. It'd be nice knowing, I think, for everybody's peace of mind, that every acre, every inch in the area of Putnam County where folks think Haley might be has been searched.
There is a good deal of water there as well, though.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, you got the St. John's River there. It's wider than the Mississippi in a lot of parts in that area. You have a lot of tributaries. You have a lot of bayous. You have a lot of swamp, as Cobra can tell you. You got a lot of black mud, and you got just a whole – you know, there are critters out there that can take you in that area. And, you know, everything from gators to Burmese pythons to – and, yeah, we got them. To all kinds of things, including the black mud and the quicksand and everything else. I mean, it's beautiful, but beautiful from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Got to know what you're doing out there if you're going to, you know, survive playing around out there.
Okay, well, one of the questions I have about the First Coast News article, it came up, I believe, early yesterday morning. And both you and I were, on it pretty darn quick.
Well, you and I don't sleep, Simon. That's one reason.
Yeah, right. But then it disappeared.
Yeah, it did. I think there was a problem with their server or an encoding process, and then it returned.
Right,
you know?
But I haven't bothered to compare the original with the one that's running right now. Are they the same?
Yeah. Pretty much the same. There might be an and or a nor or a but change, but that's about it. Like I said, you know, we reprinted with the, you know, with the all credit and permission and everything, so it was no big deal. It's just I guess it was a problem with their server or how it was inputted. If somebody made a grammatical correction and they didn't save it properly, you know how that thing works with these here internets and Googles.
Yeah,
I do indeed. Denny, do you have any thoughts on the Haley Cummings search?
Well, I read about this alleged situation where the initial search offer had been turned down, and I was puzzled by it. I was glad TJ addressed it because I was trying to reason why law enforcement at that stage would have turned down any credible help. And apparently then, from what if the law enforcement is saying, they never heard of these people, maybe there's just some error in communication here.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I didn't want to think that law enforcement had passed up an opportunity to get some professional quality help. That would have upset me, I think.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Okay, I want to introduce something that maybe a lot of our listeners are not aware of. TJ, you did a phone interview with Cobra this morning.
Yes.
Right. Why don't you and Cobra walk us through what all of that was about?
Okay, you can find it at thesky973.com. It's not going to play well through this telephone, I'm afraid. But what happened was this has been a very long search for a lot of people for this young lady. The first thing a person could do, I guess, when you're feeling a little blue and a little down is to, you know, pop the cork and have a pity party. I don't think that's what this is at this stage of the game. What has happened is that there's been a lot of, you know, primarily the families, of course, it's their child. I mean, they're going through the worst of it. And on top of that, you know, people, you know, throwing in their two cents and sometimes without a whole lot of evidence. And, you know, how would you like to be on the other end of that stick? So you got parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and friends of family who are very, very, very raw, and their nerves are just about shot on this. And then you've got law enforcement who's been out on this case 24/7. They're not setting the world on fire, and they're not happy about it. And I'll tell you, they're just as frustrated as anybody listening to this radio show, and if not more so, because I think they demanded more of themselves, and they expected more of themselves, and they wanted this to be done. There have been lawyers who have been hired and fired and fired and hired, and some have been kind of come and go. In the case of Misty, we have no idea if her attorney is with her or not. Sometimes he says he quits the case, and he surfaces every now and then. But a lot of people have worked pro bono on this. I'm talking about different attorneys who have done this. You got Kimball and Snyder, who originally were working with Ronald Cummings. You've got Kim Picazio, who was working with Crystal Sheffield and her family. You had a lot of people who were working searches on their own. You had people who were trying to find every ounce of evidence, anything they could find on the internet. And that means, you know, I smack the bloggers around pretty good, but I'll tell you what, as I've always said, 98% of you, your heart's in the right place. It's the 2% who have turned this thing into a new sport. The 98%ers who have been out there just hustling, trying to find every shred of evidence, every nuance they could find to try to put the puzzles together, God bless you, because I know your heart's in it. You got skin in the game. And then there's a guy like Stobbs who goes up there thinking that in 10 days he's going to change the world, thinking that in 10 days, you know, he's going to find this kid. In 10 days, he's going to turn over every stone everybody else missed, and then, you know, gets himself into a little bit of trouble. And then, you know, he gets himself into a little bit more trouble staying away from it. There are a lot of people whose names are not going to be mentioned in this, but a lot of people have gone through more pain. Their family situations and their family dynamics have changed due to this case, and you know, it's just something I thought needed to be looked at. No one is saying take pity on these folks. I'm addressing this situation in hopes that all of us can find some kind of way to treat ourselves, some kind of way to make ourselves better so that we can sharpen our swords and pursue this more vigorously without having any kind of harm come to our families. You know, like I said, a lot of people, especially the family of Haley, are the ones who are primarily affected by this. But I think it goes on more, so to lesser degrees, with folks who've been following this on the message boards and on the blogs. And if you feel like you've become obsessed with this case, I want to let you know that the people who've been writing about it, the people who've been doing the private investigating, the people who've been doing a lot of pro bono work here, know exactly what you're going through because, you know, our feet are on the ground, and we see the people, we see the raw nerves, we see the highs and the lows with you. And, you know, the thing is, that Bill brought up in this interview was that to some degree, it feels a bit like a soldier. And he said, TJ, you remember when those guys and gals from the 351st MP unit came back home and you were counting heads and every one of them came home and they looked fine? But he says that because he was a soldier himself, that not everybody comes back feeling fine. And that their families, although they support them and everything, they don't understand what they're doing. And that maybe our families love us and support us, but they don't understand what we're doing. And maybe they didn't think they were signing on for this tour of duty, meaning following this rather bizarre and involved case. And maybe our home lives are changing, and maybe there's a bit of a dynamic that's taking place that needs to be addressed or needs to be refocused. And that maybe, just maybe, we need to get back with our children and our other people in our homes and others of us who love us dearly, maybe from afar, and hit the reset button a little bit. And know that this is, and Bill, when you said it, Bill, you said it's like post-traumatic stress syndrome. And if you would, please elaborate on that, because you said it so eloquently in this deal.
Well, TJ, that's the thing, and I would say to any of you listening out there that if you need to pull back off this case, you probably should have been already done it. And if you haven't done it, do it for the sake of your families. I've lost the most precious, precious person in my life. And if I had to do all over again, I would have never done it. I don't care. I would never have done it if I had to do all over again. But that being said, I did it, and I stepped up like a man. I'm taking it in stride the best that I can. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. It is the most horrific thing that I've ever experienced in my life. And if I could turn back time, I would. And it's a shame that every day somebody's child comes from missing. It's a shame that people don't care about their children, that they would allow this to happen. And some people put it on the line. Me, as you know, TJ, for the first 10 days I was up there, I logged about 200 to 220 man hours in the case personally, not a team, myself, in the swamp doing everything. And there were some communicational things where I was out of contact with loved ones and different things that I felt that, around the next corner, I'm going to find this girl, you know, and I will come back the hero. I mean, just like our boys, when they go overseas, they're going to go get the bad guys, and they're going to come back, and they're going to receive a hero's welcome. Well, today I've received phone call after phone call after phone call from military veterans that said, hey, that's the first acknowledgement that I got since I came back home 20, 30, 40 years ago. And I commend you for your service. And I said, I commend you for your service. And I trust that you didn't lose
as much as I lost. Even though this wasn't a war, it damn sure seemed like one. And, you know, things change up out there, TJ, and, you know, lives change, and we can't expect your calling to go do this or my calling to go do this to reflect to our wives and our girls and folks we left at home. And this came full circle to me Thanksgiving night. Somebody asked me what kind of trouble you got into, and I told them, and they were hot on the Internet, and I helped them find it, and there's the takedown story. And, you know, people in our lives have heard enough of this. They've heard enough of it, and they don't want to hear no more. And I realized that, you know what, I don't want to hear no more. I don't want to do it no more. I don't give a damn. That's why today is my last BNN show. And, you know, it was a close time of coming together with some folks that understood where I was coming from. And, you know, through the case, like before this case, I mean, I was jet-setting international stuff, and I had my girl with me, and we went on cases and did some stuff overseas and had some nice things going on. And then I got involved in this case and began fighting with Kim Boccaccio, as you all know, and I thought that she had tried to get me locked up and every damn thing else, and we were arch enemies and fighting like hell. And just to go to show you how funny life is, I have moved in with Kim Boccaccio and her family now for a temporary time until I can put my feet back on the ground, and they're on the ground, but I'm stepping just not too high, and I will try to pull it together, but it touched me last night. We all know that there's Mr. Holmseth out there, and I spoke about that on the show, and there's folks like that that would post sibling children on the Internet and try to make alliances that they were somehow involved in this. And I watched that woman and her husband and I spoke while she was on the phone. Please, get off the phone with this guy. I tried to win him over. My girl tried to tell me, stay off the phone with him. Don't even waste your time talking to this guy. And sure enough, we were right. This morning, he already automatically flew back some emails saying this, that, and the other, and I knew it wouldn't go right. But I heard her pour her heart out, because she was pouring her heart out over children, children that had their names and their faces, their images posted on his site. It's wrong. It's wrong for people to involve their personal stuff all up in it. It was wrong for me to do what I did last week. I was bitter angry, bitter tore up, couldn't understand why anybody couldn't feel what I feel in this case. And you can see it still touches me deeply. And if I could turn it back, I would. And there's a whole bunch of us probably that would have ran off to Canada or some damn place, you know, just like during the war. But we feel just like that Charlie Daniels song that I said, still in Saigon. Hell, I was still in Satsuma, man. Even though I was in Fort Lauderdale, it was on my mind every night. I came back. I paid no attention to my girl. I paid no attention to my family. I wanted to find out the truth of what happened to this child. And today I contacted Pastor Grun after I came from church, and I spoke to him for some time, and I said, Pastor, I hope that I did the best job that you would have thought for me to do. But, sir, you got to relieve this mantle from me. I cannot carry it any longer, and I refuse to. Even if you say do it, I ain't going to do it. I cannot go in one step further. I have lost, as I said, the gold and the silver. That's meaningless. That'll come back. I've already started recovering my finances, and I will be fully recovered in a few months. But the thing of it is, the most precious, precious thing that I ever lost. And I shot at him pretty hard last week. Just those things you can't replace. That you can't replace. And you drive them crazy. Just like these soldiers when they came back, two of them had committed suicide already. 20% of them have lost their girlfriends and their wives. Some of them just can't adapt. And the first thing that a soldier will do is he'll hook back up with soldiers, because soldiers understand what they've been through. And they'll go back for another tour of duty. You wonder why a guy goes to Vietnam or any war, three, four, five tours of duty. Man, he gets decorated, man. Man, he's beautiful in his uniform. And either that or his mama get a flag, because people just don't understand. And, you know, Pastor Reagan and I had talked. Pastor Reagan was a rat, a tunnel rat. and a tunnel rat in Vietnam was a guy that would go out with a small, very small platoon, and he would look for bombs and landmines and different things so that the other troops, when they came through, wouldn't get hit. Well, he was on the search one day, and a bouncing Betty got him. And I said by accident, blew off three of his legs, but I meant three of his limbs. And his wife said she had married a man with two legs and two arms, and he wasn't involved in all this crazy nonsense, and she could not go another day. He was driving her insane, so she left him. And God put another woman in his life, and this woman's a good woman. I never met his first wife, but I know this one is a good one. That happens a lot. And I told him, I says, listen, if I could build you a new leg or do something for you, you know, to ease that pain, because I know what that pain's all about. And I said, look in the eyes of these police officers. I mean, we've been kicking their ass and tell them, you know, bring the FBI in and do this and do that. But let me tell you something. Look in the eyes of Jeff Hardy, the sheriff who's mantled this on his shoulders. Look at Dominic Piscatello a week or so ago. He's in the hospital. Peggy Cohn had a collapse, a breakdown. Everybody that's been involved in this case has suffered some kind of way in their family lives or financially or mentally or anything. And people say, oh, they're crazy. You know, they might hurt you. They might hurt themselves. Not everybody does that. I did have suicide that ran in my family, but most of the men had killed themselves before 30. I'm 52. I'm past that. But there has been a couple times that this case has drugged me bug-ass bananas to where I would fight a full-grown man. In fact, part of the reason last Saturday I was defending someone's honor and I got my ass beat pretty bad. I'm still suffering with three broken ribs. My eyes have held up, as you've seen the pictures. But I've decided to clean myself up and pull all that Satsuma crap off of me and get the hell up out of this case. Listen, I started the fight. I started a good fight here. Somebody else can finish it, but I will caution you. Make sure that whoever's riding with you or helping you or standing beside you, make sure you have that commitment and make sure everybody knows exactly what you're committing to. TJ, I've seen you suffer. I've talked to you personally off the lines, won't put your business out there in the street. But everyone, the only person that I've seen that really doesn't have it that bad is Simon, you and Jan, because you are there together all day, you know, running your business and handling business and keeping that blogger news out there and keeping this little girl out there. And that type of marriage, that type of relationship probably would work in this, but it will wear on your ass after a while. And you'll have to wash more dishes.
I can assure you that, you know, if Jen and I hit Putnam County, that'd be trouble. You know,
well, let me just finish this for you. You stay the hell away from Putnam County.
We love you.
Everybody told me, you know, I should involve my girl in Putnam County, and I'll tell you why I don't do things like if it's a safe case and it's something real good. You know, I know what to involve my girl in. One of the things that she felt really bad about, not to put it out there, but remember when I caught the terrorist? Now, in June of 2010, I have to go before a federal grand jury again, because they're going to bring this fella up on some serious charges. Now, had I not been the only one, and I'm the only one, in fact, my partner, for whatever obvious reasons, declined to be on ABC World News. He's black, and these are skinhead fellers, and they got bombs and grenades, and they're going to blow up military bases and shit like that. Well, you just don't want to go giving everybody credit for that on national news, but I will tell you this. This lady was with me for 37 days. I would have gave up after 15 days because, by God, if I can't catch them in 10 to 15 days, I ain't going to stay with it. She gave me the stamina and the strength to stay in it. And unfortunately, at the very end, well, fortunately, too, that when I came back home and went back and revisited the crime scene, within 12 hours, I had the guy caught. She never received any recognition. She never received any, which probably is a good thing, but I just will tell you before your national audience that there was a woman behind me that caused me success on some of these bigger cases that I've worked. And this particular case right here, I couldn't expect anyone to stand behind me on this one because this is the most perverted mess of bullshit that I've ever seen in my life. Some say it's the cover-up, and some say it's this. I don't know what it is, Simon, but I tell you this, brother. It is related to stress disorder because I, by God, have been suffering some major stress over it.
Okay. Look,
sorry, man. I promised myself that I'm going to bite my lip, stick a needle in my eye, whatever I got to do, and I ain't going to show no raw emotions. But I'm going to tell you, brother, this has put a toll on my ass that I'm a full-grown ass man. I ain't scared of nobody or nothing. You know that. I have taken down the baddest of the baddest, and I've hung with the best of the best. But, boy, I'm going to tell you what. This has kicked my ass bad.
I'm pretty certain that it's kicked a lot of people's asses. You know, here we are coming into the holiday season. I mean, it can't be easy on the families.
Hell no, brother. More people commit suicide between Thanksgiving and Christmas than they do ever. And, you know, I've made it, I'm totally not even in that direction at all. But, you know, this is a pressing time of year. A lot of people just don't have money. I mean, you take everything that an average person has, less money, personal problems, relationship of problems, Christmas time, depressing, everything else, and then add to that this. I want to tell you what, brother. The Bible says that God will not put more on your shoulders than you can carry. My knees have buckled. I got sticks tied to my knees, holding them together, because I just have never been, and I've done some major cases. I've caught over 8,000 fugitives, not to be bragging. That's a lot of numbers. That's three major prisons full, and I tell you what, brother, this has kicked my ass. Kicked it.
Jan, I want to bring you in. Let's get the ladies' view. You know,
oh, God. I don't know if that's smart, brother. I mean, you know, I don't know if that's a smart move, brother.
No, I mean, here we are. Christmas
time is family.
Yeah.
I mean, you go, you do your shopping, you do your decorations, you have your family around. And this is a time where people shouldn't be fighting. They should be loving one another and be thankful for what you do have instead of what you don't have.
Yeah.
The children should be with their families, and they should be happy. And all these families that don't have their children like Ron and even Crystal, I mean, both sides of the family. Right now they shouldn't be fighting. They should be sticking together. And they should be holding on to what they've got and pray together and work together with this and bring this little girl home instead of fighting with each other, saying this one's that one, this one's that way, this one's that way, and they go against each other constantly, and it's not working. They have to go and work together on this. Put their differences aside. I mean, especially during the holidays. The holidays, to me, is the most beautiful thing in the world. And, I mean, Christmas Day is my most favorite day in the world. I remember it as a kid that I used to love it, and I still love it. I'm 54 years old, and I still love it just as much.
Let me tell you something, Jan. It took me a while to get it done, and I didn't know if I was going to get it done. It was depressing me, but I have a beautiful chalet that I had put a deposit on. Airline tickets, first class. My girl had never seen a snowfall and all that. And that was my company's after Christmas present surprise. And all that shit right there just goes right out the window. And why? Because of somebody stole the little kid or killed the little kid or did something with the little kid. And I hope when they get them, I hope they allow me to be on the jury or wear the black mask or whatever the hell it is to pull the switch. Because, by God, I pulled the switch five times. There won't be no smoking going on. That shit will blow up. Because whoever did this evil shit has got to pay. Whoever did this, man, this has wrecked lives, all kinds of lives, and they need to pay the full God price.
Whoever done this has affected more lives.
Oh, man, than just one little girl. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
they
ma'am.
They have affected our lives.
Yes,
they've
ma'am.
Affected yours. They've
yes,
affected
ma'am.
TJ's and
yes, ma'am.
All the bloggers out there that have really worked and that really care about this child.
Yeah.
They have affected the whole world, and this is not just in the United States. This is everywhere. And
I mean,
on Christmas morning, I'm going to be thinking, is Haley going to be home? I mean, will she be
not
there?
Not me. I'm not trying to run her from far as from my mind. I'm trying to convince myself this was all bullshit. There was no little Haley. There was no little girl missing. You know, I'm trying to convince myself that this was a bad dream, girl. This was a bad dream.
I wish it was, though, but I can't forget her. I have to leave her in my mind because, I mean, I just feel like she should be home. And, I mean, this what has brought us all together right now.
Okay.
Is this little girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get her off the subject, man. She's killing me. She's killing me, bro. She's killing me.
All right. I do want to switch subjects. You know, Cobra, you're a great friend of ours. You're a family friend, and you're welcome here anytime
you
want to come. TJ.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk bloggers. Now, this gets you and I into trouble almost every week. But
are we talking about people who blog for a, quote, living, or are we talking about people who participate on boards?
Oh, no, we're talking about, quote, living.
Could I interrupt you guys for a second? Please, just honor me 1 second. Could I interrupt you both?
Sure.
I would take this moment to sign out of here, brother. I'm catching, I can't go no further. And I appreciate y'all for having me in there. It was a kind of a connection point, but I cannot go one step further. I love you, and I'll keep in contact with you. But I want to sign off officially right now, and y'all can have at it. And I appreciate
you.
God bless y'all too, and God bless you, TJ, Sabin, Diddy.
See you the 14th.
Diddy, don't you think I'm no sissy, buddy? Because I'll come kick all your mafia boys' ass. You can tell them that, all right?
I will, Cobra.
I need to be a badass, but I got a heart, brother. And I just can't do it no more, man. I can't do it no more. And I ain't quitting. I just got to stop. I don't give up, and I don't quit. But I got to stop because it's ripped my heart the fuck out.
Cobra,
you
recover.
God bless you all. I will recover. God bless you guys, man. Peace out.
Bless you, Cobra.
Okay, let's let's take a quick phone call. We have
That would be best.
We have
what you
want to
do?
Coming,
what you want to do?
We have someone coming in from the 337 area code. 337, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
This is Lindy Luhu. I'm trying to catch my grip here with Cobra. He's killing me. First of all, Cobra, you need to rest. Just get away from it. Overall.
Absolutely.
That's enough. I think that everybody needs to, first of all, take a chill pill.
Yeah.
Get back on track.
Yeah.
Above all, just about Haley, and just like our own children, we need to realize that sometimes that happens and we have to put that aside and put the child first. And that's not what's happening with this little girl for some reason. And that's maybe why we're all so strong, heartfelt about it, because we have to put her first. With Christmas around the corner, I think we just need to raise her awareness a little bit and get it out the negative side. Raise it to the positive. With Christmas, people, their hearts are open, and that's what you need to focus on. Stop the hating, stop the fussing, the fighting, and everything. With the FBI thing that came out yesterday in the article, maybe taking everybody one flyer, get your Christmas card. We usually all have one extra. We don't know who to send it to. And send it to the governor. Send it to Hardy, just so they get it in the mail. They open it thinking, wow, I got a Christmas card, and here comes her picture. If he gets enough of them, maybe they'll get the hint.
I wouldn't do that to Hardy. Governor Crist, go for it. But if Hardy... I wouldn't do that to that man. That man has suffered, and I want to tell you, he suffered. That whole sheriff's office up there has suffered, and I wouldn't go with that recommendation, ma'am. I send him to Charlie Crist. Somebody else opens his mail anyway, but Hardy, I'd cut him some slack. I'd cut him a little slack there.
But everybody, if you could act upon what Miss Lindy has stated and make some contact, it doesn't have to be, why, you dirty, rotten rascal. It could be a Christmas card, because believe me, you get a little bit more with honey than you do with vinegar.
Right.
And you know, who knows? Who knows?
Okay, let's go back to bloggers and... We are talking bloggers who make money at it, as opposed to the armchair variety.
Okay.
There was some nonsense that went on yesterday by one Timothy Holmeseth. I won't even stoop to mention his site online. I mean, where is this guy coming from? I mean, as far
well,
as I
Florida.
Can, he's not coming from Florida. That's
no.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
If he came down, I'd buy him a meal and say, "Hey, let's get to know some people." But you know, so far, I've been getting anything but "Hi, how you doing?" So,
I mean, as far as I can see, he has made a complete ass of himself all over the place. You know, I don't know how many letters of complaint that he sent to the FBI, PCSO. I think he grumbled at Fox and CNN. He grumbled at me for a little while until I politely but firmly suggested that he take his interest elsewhere. What is this guy trying to achieve?
Fame. Nothing more, nothing less. Fame. He's making all kinds of demands, allegedly, to the Putnam County Sheriff's Department that he's got some kind of audio evidence that he knows where Haley is and where Misty was and this and that and the other, and he will only play it on national television. That's the key right there. If you've got evidence in a case where a child's missing,
yeah,
and you're more concerned about getting your likeness on television than you are in solving the case or having some kind of a axe to grind with a person who wears a badge, and you're withholding things only for a national television audience, there's something there that's not right, and it needs to be addressed, and it needs to be adjusted. Feel sorry for the guy. I've never met him. Wish I had. You know, I get the feeling that the guy's got some talent. Who knows? You know, wish him the best of luck. But when you come out holding your hand wide open, and your bottom line, your goal is basically a national television audience, well, that says a lot, and it's unfortunate.
It's, in my opinion, very unfortunate. You know,
it's unfortunate for the child. It's unfortunate for the families. And the families ever caught wind that this cat's got some evidence to state where their child is, and he's holding out just so he could be on TV. And I'm going to tell you, Mr. H., that TV ain't as pretty as you think it is. It is a lot like sausage, much better to consume than it is to make. And I will tell you, your heart will get broken if all you want is a little time with Miss Nancy or Jane or with Mike Alanis. Well, you know, Mike's a pretty good guy, but and so are the others. But the what you're going to have to go through in order to get on television, it's not worth your time and trouble. But I tell you what, it's also the wrong thing to do to try to play blackmail with a badge. It's also the wrong thing to do to play blackmail with a family. It's also the wrong thing to do to play blackmail when a child's involved, and you just showed everybody what you're all about. So,
I think that summed it up fairly eloquently.
I'm not on any medications today, so hang tight.
Well, why hold back something like that anyway? I mean, if we had got a hold of something like that, we'd be handing it over, and I mean, it wouldn't even have to put my name on it. Just
yeah,
as long
that's
as
true.
It was legal, and I mean, it was the truth, and it would find this child. I wouldn't care if anybody knew that it was me.
I doubt seriously that the tapes exist, and if they do,
well, I doubt it too. But I'm just saying, if this is the case, and
mm-hmm.
It should be against the law for him to do this.
Well, I guess enough people have been CC'd on his emails that maybe that's already taking care of itself. But I don't know. You know, the thing is that, you know, everybody's got a right to make a living, to do it the best way they know how, but do it on your skill and do it on your ability and not your attempts at blackmail. I mean, that's That's horse hockey.
Well, I mean, every avenue I read, it was blackmail. I mean,
it appears
it wasn't, you know, we've got this great story, we're going to be launching it tomorrow, you know, the teaser. It was, someone's got to do something for me, and I've got all this really great dirt. I mean, that's no way to go around business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, TJ, I mean, your station would never do that.
Wouldn't employ any practices like that, no.
Mm-mm,
no, that would be wrong, just absolutely wrong. But this is, it's very unfortunate, and it comes at a critical time when you have a, you know, significant. You're now into double digits on the month of the child missing. You're now into a situation where everybody's nerves, everybody's emotions are fragile and raw. You're in a situation where if you've had these tapes or these audio tapes, why haven't you shown the world just how great you are and produce them and make a name for yourself if that's what you're trying to do? You know, I've come forth with information in the past that I thought was absolutely correct. And, in fact, in one case, it was absolutely correct, but it was 3 weeks premature. And we were talking about Tim Miller getting back into the picture with the Ronald side of the family. And I apologized my ass off for that. But I had it right, but I also had it wrong at the same time. I made a misstep, and I have made missteps. But you know what? I thought I was pursuing the truth. It turned out in that case I was telling what it was supposed to be. The announcement just came a bit premature. But we all make mistakes. But we all have to do what we think is right in a situation when it comes to bringing forth pertinent information for the public consumption and perhaps to aid in the recovery or rescue of a missing child. So, you know, if it's about finding the child, hey, that's great. If it's about settling an old score with somebody, that's wrong. That's just wrong.
Absolutely. Let's take a call. We have someone coming in from the 904 area code. What's your name and what's your question or comment for us?
Well, Simon, good afternoon. That's Pastor John calling in. I want to thank everybody for the time that's given. Thank Cadbury for what he's been saying. I know there's a lot of scuttlebutt of what's going on.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd like to set straight today is, regardless of what anybody might think of me and anything that's been involved in this case, but we've tried to do the best that we can. There's no reason at all whatsoever to post pictures of my son standing next to a pedophile and trying to compare the two of them. I think it was just bad, bad reporting on his part.
Are you talking about Mr. Holmeseth's page?
Yes, I am.
Okay, he's trying to deny that, and he's trying to force everybody to make retractions and say, it ain't so, Joe, just so you know.
Yeah, well, I received a phone call from Kim Cavicazio last night, a little bit after midnight, and until Tim was able to verify that my son was underage, he was willing to take it down, and I thank him for that. I just asked him to go a little bit further and do some good reporting and find out the age group of what he put on. Any parent would have to wake up in the morning and take a look at what's sitting on the Internet with having your son's picture sitting side by side next to a registered sex offender would send anybody off the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's ridiculous that anyone would do that. You must have been beside yourself.
Well, Simon, that's to put it lightly. I just, it's been a long night for our household. My wife's been in tears. You know, I know there's a lot of things been said about my older son. He's a man. He's on his own. I have my own problems to deal with, my own accusations. But let's not bring our children into it, the little ones. It's not right. It's uncalled for.
Jen, how would you feel if, you know, we managed to get ourselves into some story, some situation, and, you know, that they dragged your son in or my kids in?
I would be. There's just no stopping me. I would go after him tooth and nail. I wouldn't sit around and just wonder what's going on with it. He would be in so much trouble for doing that if my child was plastered all over like that. I think it's wrong, and I think it should be illegal. And, I mean, they don't even give out the names of juveniles that have committed such crimes, but just to accuse. I didn't see the article, but from what I've heard, just to accuse these children of doing something that he has no proof of, and even if he did have proof, even if they're guilty of it, to put their names out on the internet like that and a picture of them is just uncalled for.
Well, Jane, I do agree with you on that. I mean, my son is he's a musician. He raps. He does have a spot out there. I think it's on my page or whatever it is. I'm just not familiar with all this stuff. And he does have his name out there. But that doesn't give anybody the right to put it side by a registered sex offender. Not at all.
That's right. Yeah, that's his choice to put it there, though. I mean, if the way Timothy Holmes had supposedly did this, like I said, I didn't see it. So I don't know for sure with my own eyes. But, I mean, that wasn't his choice. That wasn't your son's choice or your choice. You didn't give permission to have for him to put your son's picture on there like that.
No, I did not.
Are you planning on making some kind of formal complaint? Because I really do think that you have very good grounds.
Right now I've sought some legal counsel after the phone call last night. Those pictures were shipped to me. I just don't know where to go right now. Basically, ever since our involvement with the Haley case, which was very minimal as far as I am concerned with myself, has affected my income, my household, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have the funds right now to seek restitution, to get anybody to go out there. I just don't have it. The only thing that I am grateful is that Tim was kind enough last night, or wise enough as the case may be, to at least take him down to was able to do some more research. From what I understand, he holds credentials. Maybe some of you gentlemen on the panel would know better than I do. As far as being a journalist, I'm sure there's somebody that overlooks those credentials, and they really need to overlook them. And I'd like to bring one thing up, is those pictures were shipped to him by another blogger who happens to be the administrator of quite a few sites there on the Internet, 74, to be sure about that. I checked that out this afternoon. So I don't know if I have legal recourse. I'm not a money-hungry person. We're not looking at that. We're just looking at getting this thing stopped. As a parent, and get back on track, and, you know, hopefully if the FBI does get involved in this, or the government does get involved, we're 100% behind it. Let's get back on track and find out where Haley is at.
Right.
And leave the Regans alone, and, you know, the Cobras alone, and the Picazios, and everybody else. I mean, we've all had our share here. We've all gotten stuck in the situation. Some of us asked for it. Some of us did not. But the point remains is I'm sitting here looking at the chat room going on back and forth right now. There's one thing that's being said about it, you know, from everybody in that chat room. Where is Haley? And let's get back on track and get away from the sideshows.
Amen.
Oh, and I think everyone is in complete agreement with you. You know, where is Haley? You know, she's the one that's missing. I mean, all of these sideshows are no more than that. They are sideshows.
And they are what they are, Simon, exactly like you put it. And I'd just like to close with one thing. I have made myself available to Putnam. I walked in there willing to take a lie detector test the whole nine yards. No one has taken me up on it. I have nothing to hide. I just want to be left alone with my family and try and pick up on a new life and go on.
You know, your story is so similar to the one I heard from Richard Grund, Jesse Grund's father. He's been hounded, and, you know, there's no reason for it. There is absolutely no way Richard Grund had anything to do with the Kaylee Anthony deal. There's no way his son did. And yet, he's been vilified in the National Enquirer. I mean, it's just awful.
And I feel sorry for Pastor Grund. He's a fine man. I've had the opportunity to talk to him a couple times on the phone. one a lengthy phone call, the other one two shorts. It seems to me that he's a man of God. And I know that where he's sitting in that pulpit right now, there's a lot of people that question a lot of stuff that's going on. And unfortunately, he's taking the brunt.
Yes, he is. And it's just not fair. TJ.
Yes.
You got to have a couple of thoughts or a question.
Well, all I know is that a lot of people have been drugged down through this. A lot of people tried to, at the time, do the right thing. And whether or not they did the right thing or if the right thing was misunderstood, price has been paid for it. And although we have a child who is missing, it seems like a thanks but no thanks deal. This should only involve the child. This should only involve what possibly happened to her. This should only involve issues pertaining to the facts of this case. You know, what did I do? I fell off this horse. I reported on the circus, too. I reported on the circus thinking with the intent that this might actually have something to do with Haley. I think I'm going to have to take a stand now and say the circus ends for me, and it's only going to be the facts, ma'am. So we can avoid other people getting hurt and other people getting, their lives drugged through the mud for no real reason, except for maybe to kill a little time until a nugget of news in the search for this little girl comes to be. These are what we call time passers, and they're not worth it anymore. And to everybody who's been feeling like you've been, Pastor, and like everyone else who has felt like they've been drugged through some unfair circumstances, I understand. And if I had anything to do with that, with you or with anyone, I personally, as a journalist, want to apologize. I don't believe that I have, but if I have, or if it was even construed or even thought that I might have, I need to be accountable here too, because I am trying to pass on the news as I see it, and as a human being, I'm wrong sometimes. And sometimes I misinterpret things, and sometimes I hurt feelings. In trying to get this all right with everybody, I need to atone for myself, too. And I will take this time to do that, and I want to extend heartfelt prayers to you, Pastor, to you and your family, and to everyone else.
Well, I thank you very much, TJ. And the only thing that I would say is keep doing what you're doing, reporting, getting it out to the bloggers that are behind the scenes right now who really have been tearing this thing apart, trying to find answers. Keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our prayers are with them. Like I said, I'm not very well liked, but that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is when my family's involved, when people start shooting at our home, when people start trying to track my wife down where she works, and my children where they go to school. It's tough for them.
Yeah, there's no call for it whatsoever, and I don't know who these people would be. And Denny, I mean, you've probably seen this more than us. I mean, you've worked on several sides of the equation here in both reporting, writing, and being right there on the scenes of things.
It's I can't help but be a little bit dismayed listening to what's happened on the show here today. I don't mean what's, but I mean what's come out, and it really is. I don't know whether it speaks about our society or what, but the number of people who are being affected by this case and others of what happens when things run amok, and as the people in the chat room are saying, we seem to have lost focus of the main issue here, which is Haley.
Exactly.
To their so-called sideshows and so on. And when you take, there are so many victims here. You got obviously Haley is, in this case, is the prime victim. Then you got her family and the people who legitimately care about her and so forth. But then you get people like the pastor, like Colbert, and you get all. And who knows when the truth finally comes out here? You could even have people possibly in law enforcement or whatever who are going to be criticized for what they did or didn't do. I mean, we won't know till that happens, but there can be an awful lot of victims in this thing, and you know, a lot of them unnecessary victims.
The
pastor said a while ago, maybe some people asked for it, but a lot of these people didn't, and they're just—it's just disgusting to me. I got to say.
And you're right. A lot of people didn't ask for this. There are, and I think that everybody in the panel would agree with the statement I'm going to make. No matter what part of business we're in, whether it be in broadcasting, in law enforcement, in clergy, whatever, there is some good and there's some bad. It's unfortunate that some of the bad ones show up more than some of the good ones.
And can we, for just a second, talk a little bit about this blogger with the alleged evidence or information about Haley? You know, we said something similar a few weeks ago. We were talking about the Anthony case and how the defense team said they had exonerated information. We wondered, if they really have it, why are they going to hold it till trial? Why wouldn't they, if it's a get-out-of-jail-free card, why not play it now and get their client released? And we questioned that. And now here you've got someone who claims to have information that's somehow valuable. And I think TJ and others have already raised this. Why in the world would you sit on that if you have someone's life hanging in the balance, possibly, or even if the allegation is that the child has been killed, you still want to get to the bottom of the case. It needs to be solved. Something needs to be done. And to sit on that, and, you know, another thing that struck me, if this individual is, in fact, trying to use this to get some kind of a financial windfall, I don't know how many cases I've heard about where they've said, okay, we have a witness here, a witness there, but we can't use them because they sold their story to the National Enquirer, or they sold their story to this one, or they're writing a book, and therefore the information they have isn't really of much value because their credibility is shot. I don't know what this guy has or claims to have, but, you know, whatever it is, if it is anything legitimate, it could even be compromised if he's holding out for some kind of a financial gain. So, like I say, this I've found the show today, the stuff that's come out on it, to be extremely unnerving to me, very annoying and upsetting to me.
Well, what I will say is if he does have any information that's prevalent to the case, he needs to surrender it right away. Every day that goes by, every hour, every minute, there's a chance that child could still be alive. Many of us are praying that way. And to hold back information that he's got, you know, going for a national spot, it's just ludicrous.
Oh, it's a horrible situation. I mean, just horrible. I mean, how can anyone sit on something? I mean, TJ, you
yep.
and I get tips. What do we do with them?
We pass them right along to Haley at PutnamSheriff.org without even breathing.
Right.
Without even breathing. I pass those along before I even read them.
Yeah.
Because they need it first, I'll read it second, that's where it goes, I guarantee you. And if there's something that needs to go directly to the FBI, I pretty much know when the, you know, where it's coming, it goes there too. It goes there first sometimes. But 99.9% of them go to Haley at PutnamSheriff.org.
And basically that's where they should be going. It should go to a law enforcement agency as soon as you get it, which is what you all do. Some people choose not to, and that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong for the mother. It's wrong for the mother and the father. It's wrong for the grandparents. It's wrong for the family. It's wrong for America to have to suffer here if somebody has that kind of information that could put an opening and find the child or a closing on the case, whichever way it goes.
TJ.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask this? We're talking about people who get into some of these things for financial gain,
yes.
more so than trying to solve the problem. And don't you think that if you do the right thing, if you have legitimate information or think you do and you pass it to the right people to try to solve a problem, don't you think that if you do that eventually you're going to get your recognition? I mean, it might not come that day. You know, you might not get on the news first. Maybe the police say, we want to thank so-and-so for passing information on or whatever, but at some point down the road, if you've done the right thing, the information is valid, you're going to get your recognition and maybe some financial reward if that's what you're after. But it should come later, not first.
Well, Denny Griffin, you have been to many a press conference, you have, and I know you have, where the thank you list goes on longer than the press conference.
Yes.
Everyone who participates gets an acknowledgement. If it's a big case that needed to be solved, even the guy who put gasoline in one of the cars at the motor pool gets a nod and a recognition at these things. Yes, you will be recognized, especially in a case like this, if you have it. You know, if you're looking for recognition, do the right thing, and the recognition is yours. To hold it out as like it's being, as it appears to be presented at this point, is unconscionable.
But I would like to ask a question about that, though. I mean, just in this case, how would he feel if this was his child?
I don't know. I'm not the person.
Or somebody else. No, I'm just saying.
Oh,
how would he feel if somebody else had this kind of information that he's claiming to have, and they were blackmailing them to be able to do it like before he released it? I wonder how he would feel if it was his child that was out there missing.
I'm sorry,
anybody can do that.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it would seem to me in the statement that you just made, that's the difference between a professional and what you all do, and somebody who wants to try and be a professional. Recognition should be getting to see some pictures or just knowing that little girl is opening some presents under the Christmas tree this year.
Exactly.
That's the recognition that's needed,
to
see the girl back home.
I mean, I wouldn't care. Everybody likes to be known, but in a case like this, when it comes to a child's life, you don't bargain with a child's life. That should be as big against the law as it is to go ahead and kidnap one or to abuse them. To me, that's just as bad almost. So it's sad.
Well, I am pretty certain that if he does have a smoking gun and he doesn't turn it over to law enforcement, he's going to be in one pile of hurt.
That's because different agencies of law enforcement would probably like to have an appointment to meet and discuss this so-called claim. And maybe that's the loggerhead to which this is being thrust, but who knows?
Either that or it's the boy that's been crying wolf for too many months, and they're just not paying attention to him. I hope he has something that can prove where Haley is right now.
You do too.
Yeah, that would be great. But don't blackmail anybody to use it just like you want it to be used.
I'll tell you why. I'm pretty certain I can speak for TJ here on this one. You know, if I had some absolute smoking gun, I'd tell TJ I had the absolute smoking gun. I'd share it with him, and I'd say, we, number one, need to talk to law enforcement. Number two, if they let us, we launch at the same time.
Yeah, that's the way we've been operating so far, and I don't see that changing.
Right. I'm not going to sit on the smoking gun and, you know,
I'm going to show that smoking gun to somebody who can do something with it positively, and then that's the complete story, you know. And then we release the story after the right people have the said gun.
Right.
But all this does is make everybody on edge even more. I mean, the bloggers right now, they're all not just the bloggers, but the reporters like us and like TJ and Cobra and Denny and everybody else that has been following this case are emotionally a wreck right now.
And don't forget the good 98% of those who participate in the discussion boards too. They're emotionally engaged in this.
Yeah. But they're just, I mean, everybody is sitting on the edge right now, and they want, you know, they go grab at every little thing that they hear, and they take it from there, and in hopes that, okay, maybe this is true. And then it turns out not to be, and then they'd let down again on it. And, I mean, that's what causes all this circus crap that they keep coming out with. And you don't know what's true and what isn't true, and it's just taking like everybody says, it's taking the focus away from actually finding our little Haley.
It also takes a toll on everyone involved.
Yes, it does.
I know that Bill...
I have another question.
Sure.
Sorry, this is Lindy. You know, the rumor thing, and I never know what's true or not true on the websites and stuff. I had found a link from your site, Simon, that had an article like, I guess like a blog site or something, that you had posted about the gutter with Misty.
Mm-hmm.
That story about the party and all that. And that was really you that wrote that?
It was me that wrote
it. That's
all.
Okay. I just didn't know, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm being hacked and I'm going to some bogus site.
No. It's absolutely not a bogus site. I should probably tell the story about that one. I don't wish to name my source. In fact, I got the story through an intermediary. However, that story, as far as I can tell, is entirely true. Misty was engaged in sex, drugs, and probably rock and roll, although they didn't mention what music was being played.
Banjo. Sorry.
Does that answer the question?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just wanted to know if you wrote it.
Oh, no.
It was a little bit different from what Simon usually writes.
Right. I just didn't feel that the quote involved quite fitted the blogger news format. But it was entertaining, and I did actually tone the story down from the original version.
Thank God.
Which, yeah, thank God, my wife said. Which, actually, now we're talking about it, TJ, you probably read that story.
I'm afraid I did not. But I tell you what, it's the same story that's been circulating locally, so I'll put it that.
Right. And do we have an update on how she spent her 18th birthday?
No, sir, I don't have anything on that.
Oh, that's kind of a shame. I'm sure it was a repeat performance.
Well, we don't know that.
All I do know is that in this very long search, we've seen marriages, we've seen divorces, we've seen engagements, we've seen, well, what appears to be a breakup. We've seen insults hurled with not a whole lot of fact behind them. We've had, the internet being used as a battleground and perhaps maybe even become a new sport to some. But this search has been long. This search has been over 10 months. This search has still not found Haley at this point, and all I can say is, folks, I don't know what other mountains we got to move, what other stones we have to unturn. I think the suggestion of sending a Christmas card or an email to Governor Charlie Crist, he's the guy with the very orange complexion, kind of looks like the Cheeto Tiger. He would really like to get your email, and he would really like to have somebody read it to him and remind him that he has a state to run and that there are children missing in this state, because he made some stupid-ass statement saying, hey, you know, they just hear about it more because it's in Florida, that I think he wishes he could take back. I think he made that a couple months ago. And if we could remind him that, yes, we do have missing children, and this is a missing child whom a lot of people in the United States of America have taken in as their own through some kind of phenomenon, that something needs to be done, and something needs to be done now, and he could perhaps maybe out distance that offhand comment he made by getting some resolution to this case. I think he made it during the Summer Thompson abduction. But, again, it'll be a good wake-up call to Governor Sunshine and remind him he still has a state to run before he runs for U.S. Senate.
That was kind of mean.
No, it was kind of honest. I'm not on medication today. I am here in the naked raw with all my nerves exposed and my soul to be examined. It's that time.
Denny,
if I may say something real fast, Simon.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, with everything that's been going on in your blog network, I think. Because I've been talking to a lot of people in the News Journal, a lot of attorneys and whatnot, I think that your station might be the proving ground of what's to come about as far as policing up in the near future. I think because of what's come out of this and the good intentions of many, many of the people, many of the bloggers, many of your listeners, I think that we're starting to see things like with Timothy and whatnot. I think somewhere down the line some good is going to come out of this.
I do, too. And with every good thing that happens in the end, there are a lot of mistakes. There are a lot of trials and errors, and I'm with you, Pastor. I think this is going to be the proving ground, at least the case where people analyze this and say, hey, where do we go from here? How do we make this better? How do we make this cleaner? How do we make this work for America?
I know for sure. I've made mistakes. TJ... is more than happy to admit he's made mistakes, but our hearts are in the right place. We want to help. That's our mission.
Wow.
And I think you're doing a fine job of it. And I look forward to your next show, and hopefully with each show that goes by, maybe we'll get some more information on this. Maybe some of the people who are interrupting this going on investigation will come forward and surrender some of that information or that smoking gun that we've heard so much about.
Ah, if there's a smoking gun, I'll want to see it. And I'll tell you what, as soon as I get it, I'll forward it to law enforcement before I even open it.
Good man.
There you go, folks. I got to hop off and take my kids someplace. I wish you all the best and a safe Christmas. Thank you very much for your time.
God bless.
Yeah, and the same to you.
Okay.
All right. Denny, let's go back to you. The quiet man, the man that listens. What have you been listening and learning?
Well, I think I vented quite a bit today, actually, about how upset I am about this whole thing. And, we've had, a little over 10 months now of this. And everybody's frustration level and stress level is obviously quite high. And if you eliminate the sideshows, if you ignore them and just look at Haley and the disappearance, we don't really seem to be all that much closer than we were 10 months ago to a resolution. And there's been a lot of these so-called sideshows and this and that. And every once in a while, something that looks somewhat promising from the solving the case aspect shows up, but then seems to diminish. It's like a temporary flash in the pan thing. And I think today really... It reinforced what I already knew, but hadn't really been on the top of my agenda, which is the ruin of many people's lives, or at least the detriment of many people's lives. Maybe ruin is a little too strong, but what people are going through because of this thing. And like I say, it's just I'm actually depressed today. I really am, because we've had you on most shows. We talk a little about it, but today it's been, with Cobra and the pastor and so forth. It's really been a full plate of this, and I think it really brought to my attention the frustration and what's happening here and all the people whose lives are being affected by it.
TJ, your thoughts.
To everybody everywhere, let's let our hearts and souls be turned toward Haley and her family, and that alone. Find her. Let's find her. You know, we have a lot of people who listen to this show, not only here in the United States, but also in Great Britain, Australia, and even our neighbors in Canada who live upstairs from the party that's rocking below. Everybody everywhere, just keep your eyes on the child. Keep your eyes on the child. Keep your eyes on the child. And reset, hit the reset button and make things right with yourselves.
Jen, I'd like to get your wrap-up comments.
Let everybody just put all their differences aside when they don't like this or they don't like that, and let them come together and bring this little girl home. And, I mean, the Christmas holidays is so special. Let her come home so she can be with her little brother and her family that she loves and that loves her. And it's time, it's way past time for her to come home. And just bring her home. And I don't know, there's nothing really other I can say. I'm sorry.
No, Jen's crying.
It's okay. It's going around today. It's okay.
Yep.
Okay.
This is Simon Barrett, and I want to thank everyone that has listened in today and everyone that has participated. A hard show to make. You know, we are so close to Christmas, and that there is so little to celebrate in the name of Haley Cummings. Hopefully that will be fixed soon. I'm sure we'll all talk again next week. Till then, this is Simon and Jen Barrett wishing everyone a great day. Goodbye.